A subcommittee of the Alaska Synod focused on the state's public education system kicked off a two-day meeting Tuesday specifically focused on the cost of education. The agenda included presentations from several school districts, both large and small, about their finances. First up was the Bering Strait School District, which has schools located in 15 western Alaska villages, including Unalakleet, Gamble, Golovin, Savoonga, and Shaktulik. Mark Vink is the district's chief financial officer. He outlined the important help the state has provided in funding new school facilities in recent years. Vink noted that about $195 million has been spent.
By building these facilities, that and along with the teacher housing that we've been able to build through Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, we've been able to reduce costs for the district considerably. One way is we don't rent as many buildings from the local individuals in town. We have those buildings in town. Plus, these buildings are also more fuel efficient. So we've been able to save at the district level close to $400,000 a year just in rents alone that we have paid to other people in past years. Plus, at the same time, we've been able to provide housing for teachers that makes them want to stay in the region more. It helps our teacher retention.
Since 1988, new school buildings have been built in several villages served by the Bering Strait School District. For instance, a new school was built in Elam at a cost of over $12 million. The new school in Savoonga cost over $32 million. The Bering Strait School District has been forced to spend more and more money on energy in recent years. Back in 2003, the district's energy costs totaled nearly $2 million. That is more than doubled, up to over $4.2 million a year. The vast majority of that increase was due to a sharp increase in the price of fuel oil. Vink noted that in 2003, the district paid about $1.17 a gallon for fuel oil.
In 2012, we paid almost $4.20 for that same gallon of heating oil delivered to a village. So that's a significant increase over the past 10 years. So even though we've been able to use less fuel by our constructions, the cost of buying that fuel has increased tremendously. And the cost of that fuel has affected everything. When we buy electricity, our local generation there, they've passed those costs along to us. And it affects all of our cost of doing business, whether it's transportation, any of the cost of doing business in the region. So that has had a significant effect. And I do want to thank the legislature for providing energy assistance in the last couple of years. It has definitely helped our district.
The sharp increase in energy costs comes as the Bering Strait School District is seeing a decrease in enrollment. Back in 2003, the district had over 1,700 students, but last year enrollment dropped down to 1,594. Vink was asked by a member of the subcommittee to speculate as to why the district is educating fewer students.
I think part of it has to do, one, with just the general overall cost of living in rural Alaska for a number of the residents. We've had families that have moved to Anchorage, to Fairbanks, but I can't put my finger on any one particular thing, but I would say that would be one of the driving factors right there.
As part of Tuesday's presentation, Vink outlined the district's budget and the assumptions the district is working under for the next few years. He noted the district is assuming flat funding.
We are looking from going from a potential budget surplus of $1.9 million to a budget shortfall of $1.1 million. That's with keeping all of our costs constant without getting into any cost cutting, but should we get to this point, we would definitely look to where we could reduce costs. But just as this is a static quo as to where we are currently now.
The district is also working under the assumption that teacher and staff salaries would only increase by 1.5% a year and that utility costs would increase by about 5% a year. The Senate Finance Committee's Subcommittee on Education and Early Development will continue its meeting on education costs in Alaska on Wednesday. The meeting is being held at the Anchorage Legislative Information Office. You can watch the hearing online at alaskalegislature.tv. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.